Greetings, this is Steve Fisher again with the Daily Inspiration. We are looking at Luke chapter 24 is what's known as the road to Emmaus, where Jesus, or where a couple of the disciples after Jesus had been crucified and had risen again, a couple of disciples were walking to Emmaus, and they were talking and they were sad as for walking along, and then Jesus came along and started and asked them. He said, "What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad?" And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, said unto him, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" And then Jesus, he said unto them, "What things?" And they said unto him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and words before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him." And so anyway, here, then Jesus, verse 25, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And so then they went into a house there, and they then Jesus broke bread, and they recognized who it was. And it says, verse 32 there, after he had vanished out of their sight, they said unto one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" So there was a burning. There was a, as he revealed the scriptures to them, he was going back to the prophets and Moses, and he was revealing to them that Jesus indeed must, or that the Christ must indeed suffer and die. And so what we're going to do this week is we're going through those scriptures and looking at what it was that Jesus would have been, what they would have been looking at, what it was that Jesus was teaching them in those scriptures. And so these were scriptures that they were all very familiar with. They had read them many times, I'm assuming, and they had, you know, and many of them probably they just didn't understand. They didn't know what it was said, and you know, it's a little bit like, you know, some of the scriptures that we have of the end times and things. They're kind of vague, and we look at it and we say, okay, so how does that make sense? What does that mean? How does that ever be going to be fulfilled? And so they, things just didn't go the way they had expected. They had expected Jesus to become a king. In fact, there in the road to Emmaus, verse 21, "But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yeah, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came to us, saying that they had seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive." And so here they had in their mind, they were thinking that just Jesus, he's going to come and he's going to redeem them. He's going to deliver them from the Roman rule and give them back the kingdom. And so they had just this warped mentality of what was supposed to happen. The other thing they were, as far as the disciples, were seemed like busy arguing about who's going to be the greatest in this kingdom, and they missed completely, as we had talked in the last message, how Jesus in three different times very specifically predicted that he would die and he would be raised up again the third day, and it was three different places in the gospel, and we went through that yesterday. So, and yet it seemed like they didn't get it. They were constantly still arguing about that. So now we're going to go back to those scriptures, and okay, let's imagine that we're with Jesus here, and we're looking at these scriptures that he's mentioning. So first of all, the very first mention of a Messiah or a Redeemer is in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. Here is immediately after Adam and Eve sinned, taken of the forbidden fruit, and God comes and he asks them, what have you done? And they told him what had happened, and the serpent was cursed. And so here, verse 14, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it, meaning the seed of the woman, shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So here we have the first messianic prophecy. The first time there is a little bit of a promise given. So there's a promise here that of the seed of the woman there will arise a redeemer. And so it says that the serpent will bruise his heel, but he will crush the head of the serpent. And so it gives us just a very, very, very vague picture of the suffering and the death of Christ and what he's going to be, what his mission is going to be here. Now, the next prophecy we want to look at is in Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. It gives the picture of Jesus and his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Remember, just a few days before he was crucified, he came into Jerusalem, and the whole city was in an uproar. They were all, he was sitting on a donkey, and he was riding in, and they were throwing palm branches in front of him, and they were just praising him. And so we're going to look at that prophecy. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." So here we have another one of those promises. And you know, think about Jesus again, going along walking with the disciples there on the road to Emmaus, and he's showing them these prophecies. And okay, so see this prophecy here. This is what the. And then you go back to Mark chapter 11, verse 7. Mark chapter 11, verse 7 is where that prophecy was fulfilled. So here's where Jesus was entering into Jerusalem just a few days before his crucifixion, and he got a very hearty welcome, especially by the children. So verse 7. And they brought the colt to Jesus. Here he had told them to go get this colt that was, verse 2, "Go your way to the village over against you, and as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied where never man sat. Loose him and bring him here. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither." And so they found it that way, and then verse 7, "And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon it. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked around upon all things, and now the eventide was come, and he went out unto Bethany with the 12. So there's the fulfillment of that prophecy in Zechariah. So again, Jesus is going back to this prophecy. Okay, so here's what the prophets had said about me. And now look at this. See how this took place. See what happened? Is that not? This is the fulfillment of this prophecy. And then the next one is talks about him being praised by the children, Psalms 8. So we're going to get to Psalms 8 and verse 1 and 2. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. So there, it talks about out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, and then that prophecy is fulfilled, somewhat fulfilled there in Mark, but it's in Matthew, it's a little bit clearer. Matthew chapter 21, and okay, so Mark. Matthew chapter 21, okay, and verse 15 and 16. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto him, Yea, and have ye read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. So there is basically the same events that took place there in Mark that we just read, but this one adds a little bit to it. And this is where Jesus then, he refers, even in this place, he refers to the Old Testament prophecy. He quotes it in light of what was going on there. So anyway, the next one is that he was sold for 30 pieces of silver. But I think we're actually going to quit there. We're going to pick it up again tomorrow. So I'm going to just leave it there for now, and we'll come back again with some more tomorrow. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in and listening.